Hi, my name's Will. You might remember me from such audio podcasts as Snakes in a Classroom, or Exploding Toilets, or Manic Street Preachers on My Earworm. Yes, I'm that guy. And it appears I haven't booed for about 23 days, according to Audioboo. So I thought I'd do an audio boo, or I've been told by Maria I have to do an audio boo, or I should do an audio boo, and catch everybody up on my life, because not only did I stop sort of audio booing, but I also stopped tweeting, and I stopped Facebooking, and stopped having a life in general. It's nothing personal, don't take it personally, but it was totally because of my personal problems, or not really personal problems. Work has been really, really hell. It's been awful this year. At the end of the year, the kids finished coming to school a week ago. We still have to come into school and have been for the whole of last week. And I have to go in on Monday. We were down to still keep going into school until Friday. Again, still with no kids, but the government have decided that we have to shut the school on Tuesday, so Monday, tomorrow's my last day. But the job hasn't been very good. It hasn't been very good, and especially in the last 3-4 weeks, it's got excessively worse. You might remember me also from Audio Boo when I mentioned the pilot scheme, the new computer pilot scheme that I sort of managed to dump on my colleague. Well, the joke's now on me because my colleague's just left school. He quit the job, moved for another job. And so I'm now stuck next year with sixth grade, a new teacher, and a bloody pilot scheme that I've no idea what to do. Once I added up all the extra hours I've done this year, it actually appears I've worked an extra 25 days in hours work, because teachers have been dropping off left, right and centre. So it's been really hard at work. This year is also, there was a couple of more foreign teachers. There's a woman from Northern Ireland and there was an American. And they sort of set up a subgroup. And whereas before I was excluded from the Spanish-speaking group, I was also semi-excluded from this. I think it's me. It can't be everybody else. I think I've got to face the fact that I'm not really get on with people very well. But my only friend has been this guy who's just quit. So I've now been working for the last 3-4 weeks knowing that next year I'm going to be working sort of extra hard, and also I'm going to be on my own with nobody to talk to. As I said, I would occasionally talk to this guy, but there'd be days that I wouldn't talk to him. But at least I knew that within the next 2-3 days somebody at school would talk to me. But now I'm sort of facing a year down the barrel of going to work with nobody and no friends. God, I felt sad. Also, the odd thing about this school is that the contracts are annual. We have to renew them every year. And I had my contract discussion on Thursday, and I actually walked out because the money that they'd offered me was miserable. And I just said no, and I walked out, and they doubled the money. And you know, in your head when you think, God, this is the lowest amount of money they could offer me, and then I'd argue. And because I'm English, I thought, well, I won't argue. If they offer me this lowest amount of money, I'd just go like, huh, I expected that, you miserable sods, and then just accept it. They offered me precisely 10% of what I thought was the lowest they could offer me. So that actually inspired me to walk out, which is totally un-English of me in this. And I've noticed the time, so as it's been so long, I'm going to stop here and start another audio boo in a minute. I'll catch you there then.